Chapter 15. Reacher squared the snapshot on the tabletop in front of him, looked at the girl across from him, and asked, "How old is this photo?"
"Recent."
"May I see your driver's license?"
"Why?"
"Something I need to check."
"I don't know."
"I already know your name isn't Ann. I know you don't go to school in Miami. My guess would be UCLA. This photograph looks like it was taken somewhere around there. It has that L.A. kind of feel." The girl said nothing. Reacher said, "I'm not here to hurt you." She paused and then slid her wallet across the table. He glanced at her license. Most of it was visible behind the milky plastic window. Her name was Lucy Anderson. No middle name. Anderson. Hence, Anne, perhaps. "Lucy, I'm pleased to meet you."
"I'm sorry about not telling you the truth."
"Don't worry about it. Why should you?"
"My friends call me Lucky. Like a mispronunciation, like a nickname."
"I hope you always are."
"Me too. I have been so far."
Her license said she was coming up to 20 years old. It said her address was an apartment on a street he knew to be close to the main UCLA campus. He had been in L.A. not long before. Its geography was still familiar to him. Her sex was specified as female, which was clearly accurate, and her eyes were listed as blue, which was an understatement. She was 5'8" tall, which made her husband at least 6'4", maybe 6'5". He towered over her. He was huge. He looked to be well over 200 pounds, maybe Reacher's own size, maybe even bigger. His arms were as thick as the palm trunks behind him. Not the guy in the dark. Not even close. Way too big. The guy in the dark had been Lucy Anderson's size. Reacher slid the wallet back across the table, followed it with the photograph. Lucy Anderson asked,
"Did you see him?"
Reacher shook his head. "No, I didn't. I'm sorry."
"He has to be there somewhere."
"What's he running from?" She looked to the right.
"Why would he be running from something?"
"Just a wild guess."
"Who are you?"
"Just a guy."
"How did you know my name wasn't Ann? How did you know I'm not in school in Miami?"
"A long time ago, I was a cop in the military. I still know things." Her skin whitened behind her freckles. She fumbled the photograph back into its slot and fastened the wallet and thrust it deep into her bag. "You don't like cops, do you?"
"Not always."
"That's unusual for a person like you."
"Like me?"
"Safe, secure, middle class, well brought up."
"Things change."
"What did your husband do?" She didn't answer. "And who did he do it to?" No answer. "Why did he go to despair?" No response. "Were you supposed to meet him there?" Nothing. "Doesn't matter anyway," Reacher said. "I didn't see him. And I'm not a cop anymore. Haven't been for a long time."
"What would you do now, if you were me?"
"I'd wait right here in town. Your husband looks like a capable guy. He'll probably show up, sooner or later, or get word to you."
"I hope so."
"Is he in school, too?" Lucy Anderson didn't answer that, just secured the flap of her bag and slid off the bench sideways and stood up and tugged the hem of her skirt down. 5'8", maybe 130, blonde and blue, straight, strong and healthy.
"Thank you. Good night."
"Good luck, Lucky." She hoisted her bag on her shoulder and walked to the door and pushed out to the street. He watched her huddle into her sweatshirt and step away through the cold. He was in bed before 2 o'clock in the morning. The motel room was warm. There was a heater under the window, and it was blasting away to good effect. He set the alarm in his head for 6:30. He was tired, but he figured 4.5 hours would be enough. In fact, they would have to be enough, because he wanted time to shower before heading out for breakfast.